We always talk about Kent, Connecticut, and the great series of promotions they have, which highlights that incredible town on Route 7. And once again this year, we are in the midst of a whole series of different things that go on. We just had the Pumpkin Run, which ended. And now we're all ready to the 6th annual Kent Holiday Champagne Stroll. And joining us to talk about that once again is Tim Good. Tim, nice to speak to you again today.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you this morning?
Good. You've got a parade of events, really, that happened beginning with the Pumpkin Run that really end during the Christmas season. I mean, a whole different array of things that people can come and do.
I know. It's amazing. I mean, this part of the year, I mean, we started with the Gilmore Girls at the late part, you know, in October, and then the Pumpkin Run. Then we're into the Champagne Stroll. Then we're at the Gingerbread Festival. And so it's, you know, the Christmas lights and so on. So it's... Yeah, it's a fun time of the year here in Kent.
All right, so let's get back to the Champagne Stroll. This is the sixth year. It's going to be held Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and 24th. So let's talk a little bit about it and explain to people who really aren't aware of what it is, and how they do it.
Okay, well, they can sign up online or they can register on the evening. We have a couple of registration points on the night. They'll come along, they'll pay $25, and they get the opportunity to stroll through town. All the stores are open till 8 o'clock, and they get the chance to sip all these wonderful champagnes and proseccos, you know, and just have a fun evening. You know, I've been out and about during that event, and you know, everybody's just having a great time and smiling. It's a family occasion because it's immediately the day following Thanksgiving, so families are here in town and they all come out, and you know, they just have a great time.
Now, also, I should remind people that there's a promotion that American Express does, which has become very successful, which is called Small Business Saturday, where they focus on you spending money at businesses in your town. And this event this year coincides with that.
It does. It always coincides. It's always on that Saturday. You know, it's a good, you know, that American Express, they give a discount back, you know, and they just help promote the whole, not just Kent, it's obviously around the whole country that they do this, but we can piggyback and benefit off of it as they benefit off the Champagne Stroll as far as we're concerned.
And what's great about the Champagne Stroll, and I'm not sure a lot of people realize this, that really within a very easy stroll, and I'm talking easy stroll, you have tons of businesses, what, 25, 30 businesses?
25, 30 businesses, you know, shops and restaurants. They all come out and serve this. There's going to be a couple of the food stores and, you know, eateries, as well as the restaurants that are going to serve nibbles as well. And I know that all the champagne, the people who are serving the sparkling wines and so on, they're also, you know, they also serve some food, you know, because we want it to be balanced. We want it to be a fun evening. You know, we've never had it get out of control, and that's a good thing. You know, we're very aware. We from a safety point of view, we light the street with a couple of the large lights from the town. You know, the town put up. So yeah, from a safety point of view as well, it's and it is. It's just like, I don't know, what did I say? 25. Near on 30 stores and restaurants.
We're talking with Tim Good about the Kent Holiday Champagne Stroll, which is November 23rd and 24th. Now, each day it starts at 4. The pouring ends at right around 7:30.
It does.
But the shops are open till 8 o'clock.
Until 8, that's right.
And the once again, the way the layout of the town is now, you have restaurants on both ends of the town, in the middle of the town. So
yeah,
while you're strolling, you can even take just a break for a snack or a break for dinner, and then continue the stroll.
Yeah, we get people doing that. You know, some people come early and then eat and then stroll and you know, champagne. Some people do that first and then go out, you know, eat afterwards. Obviously, the restaurants are then going through until, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock serving food. So, you know, it's very flexible. You know, that's the beauty of it as well.
Now, I want to get on to, after the Champagne Stroll, I wanted to get a quick plug in here because we'll talk about this later on. But you started also about 6 years ago at the Gingerbread Festival, which started off kind of small, but really has taken on a life of its own. Now, what's the dates for the Gingerbread Festival?
It goes through the whole month of December. Okay. So as soon as that, we're trying to get the gingerbread houses in place for the stroll, so people get to see them then. I think last year we had about 20, 25 different stores had them in their windows. And the beauty of it is as well is, you know, the kids can come along and see all these wonderful houses, but they can also, you know, enter into this little bit of a competition where they've got to go and, you know, seek out letters and with clues and so on. And so, when I've done it in the past at the gallery, you know, all the kids come in, they want to know, you know, what's the letter and this kind of thing. So it's a fun time for them as it leads into their Christmas. So it's good.
Now, that's got its own website as well, KentGingerbreadFest.com, KentGingerbreadFest.com.
Yep.
But by the way, folks, all the information on everything we're talking about can be found at KentCT, KentCT.com. And,
that's right.
And when you go to KentCT.com, very easy navigation bar right on top, and you can find out more detailed information on the events, plus additional links and more.
And you can also go Kent. For the Champagne Stroll, you can go to kentstroll.com, and that'll take you to some more information and a link to registering for the event.
So that's the Kent Holiday Champagne Stroll, the 23rd of November and the 24th. That's a Friday and Saturday, beginning at 4. They pour until 7:30. The shops are open late till 8 o'clock. And it's a great way to, if you haven't done it already, kick off the holiday season. And if you have, it's a great way to continue on with the holiday season.
Absolutely, it is.
All right, Tim, great to speak to you again.
You too. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving and a happy, holiday season to you.
I'm sure we'll speak to you during the Gingerbread Festival sometime.
I'm sure we will.
Take care, Tim.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
That is kentct.com on the web for more information on all that we have just been talking about.